Tuesday morning, volunteers were out cleaning up downtown Riverside. It was the day after hundreds gathered there to peacefully protest the death of George Floyd. By 8:30 a.m., there was little sign of the previous night's event except graffiti and boarded up windows. Reyna Pizarro and her friend Cameron Delphine, who attended the protest, were at the corner of Mission Inn and Orange Street scrubbing away at some graffiti on the side of a parking garage. Pizarro said they left the protest before they saw any vandalism, so they checked online this morning to see how downtown was looking.
We didn't really see a ton of posts about destruction or anything like that, but we just wanted to come and make sure that everything was good and do what we can.
Richard Tolliver, an educator wearing an I Run with Ahmaud Arbery shirt, stopped to look at the work the women were doing. He lives in Sun City and wasn't able to make it to the protests, but when he heard there was damage, he wanted to come help. He says that as a Black man, he thinks it's important for people to understand the protest message, and he hopes the dialogue can continue.
Do I think you should be looting and the vandalism? Of course not, but I think people need to be aware. There's a lifestyle that I live that other people are not accustomed to.
Across the street in front of the Chinese Pavilion, Rocio Rojas, a teacher, was picking up trash. She said she was there to represent those who marched peacefully during the cleanup efforts. She lives only a few blocks away and after the curfew offered food, shelter, and Lyft rides home to young people passing by.
I think it's important for other people to know that it's okay to protest, that we were peaceful during our protest, and it was a wonderful experience.
Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.